I hope you had a fantastic weekend spending all of that time with those people that you love the most. Here we go on a Monday looking for truth, exposure, and accountability. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. It is the 5th day of December, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, Chrissy and Lee Hick are the first guests that we will speak to tonight, and they need our help desperately. Chrissy and Lee are the parents of an adopted 14-year-old daughter from Ukraine called Yulia. Yulia suffers from a rare disorder known as Senior Lukin Syndrome. Senior Lukin Syndrome is a genetic disease characterized by the gradual failure of one's kidneys and eyes. Yulia is on dialysis and requires a kidney transplant to live. Well, Yulia has been receiving care at the Duke University Medical Center in North Carolina. The family had been told by one of Duke's infectious disease directors that while he recommended getting the COVID shot, he couldn't mandate it. The director also told them that families in the past had received transplants without this vaccination before. But no, not anymore. Now Duke medical administrators are telling the Hicks family that unless Yulia is vaccinated, they will not let her receive a transplant. In fact, they're also insisting that she get an HPV vaccine. Yeah, they're demanding that a 14-year-old girl from a Christian family get a shot against an STD, or they won't let her get a life-saving operation. It's demonic. And remember, we already know that these shots are the most dangerous shots ever created. Whether you think other vaccinations are worth it or not, they have historically at least prevented the diseases that they're supposed to. At least that's what we've been told. That's why allegedly nobody gets smallpox or measles anymore, apparently. But the COVID shots don't even do that. And Duke knows that. These shots don't stop COVID infections. We've known this for almost 2 years now. But the petty tyrants of Duke Medical Center want to mandate it anyways. Why? We could take a guess based on some of the doctors that we profiled on the show in the past. Last year, as a matter of fact, we exposed the statements of several Mayo Clinic doctors who hated the unvaccinated. One of them openly fantasized about getting the opportunity to deny the unvaxxed medical care and whisper in their ears as they died. Another publicly posted on Facebook, fantasizing about rhythmically kicking the unvaccinated in the genitals. These are Mayo Clinic surgeons and doctors. Well, the Hicks family has a fundraising campaign ongoing at givesendgo.com/kidneyforyulia. That's Yulia with a Y at the beginning. givesendgo.com/kidneyforyulia. We encourage you to support the Hicks family if you're so able. Chris and Lee join us now. Thank you both for being here. We're so sorry for everything that your family is going through.
Thank you for having us, too.
So essentially, these people, these tyrants at Duke, are sentencing Yulia to death for not being shot up with this mRNA technology, this heart attack shot, that would almost certainly be a death sentence for her anyways, specifically because if she suffers from a disorder, her immune system is naturally already compromised. And we know that these shots attack the immune system of even healthy people, much less people who are dealing with fighting something off like Yulia.
Correct.
And not only that, the medication for the transplant is going to suppress her immune system anyway. So it should suppress this vaccination as well, not just her. You know, just the whole thing, her whole immune system will be suppressed based on the medication they'll put her on to, so her body doesn't attack the transplant.
So what if these doctors said to you?
She's also fought COVID in the past, and they will not check her titers to see what antibodies she already has for COVID.
Of course not, because this is about a political stance, and this is about money, and this is about depopulation. And they're a part of this. This is about eliminating the creation of God. This is about transhumanism. I mean, we've been right from the very beginning on this, but I'm curious, as you're talking to these doctors, what is their excuse? What we know that COVID-19, whatever that is, statistically kids are at zero risk from this. So how are they justifying this edict, this demonic mandate?
Well, they're trying to tell us that without it, she could get COVID and die if she doesn't have it before she gets the transplant. We also brought up the fact that it was a risk that we were willing to take as a family and that it didn't affect anybody else because everybody knows that the COVID vaccine doesn't stop the spread of COVID. And they told us they didn't care and that it was the CDC recommendation that she had that shot, therefore she needed to have it.
They also said that this shot would help boost her immune system. That's why they wanted her to have it. I'm like, but if the medication you're going to put her on suppresses her immune system, how's that going to make it any better?
What data are they using to tell you? I mean, this is Duke Medical Center. What Correct. Study are they citing that tells you that these shots boost an immune system? I mean, I got to know, where are they finding this information? I'm open to this. I'd love to see it. Where is it?
Yeah. No, they have not given us any studies. They're just giving us, this is what you have to do. The other thing is they played semantics with us as far as recommendation and requirement, because we've asked for the Duke policy to show us that you have to have this shot. And they said that because I don't work there, I'm not authorized to see policy, that they could only give me the selection criteria for a transplant. And they say that we are not adhering to medical recommendations. And so we've said to them, okay, you've recommended this. We are saying we don't want it, and you're saying we can't have it without it, therefore it's a requirement. And they keep coming back and saying, no, it's a recommendation, but you're not following it, so you can't have a transplant.
So you keep saying they and them, they are saying, and okay. But who
so
is it? Who's making the decision?
We just had another, there's one doctor, I don't know if you want us to say names.
Yeah, please.
She's the head of the transplant.
Yeah,
her name is Dr. Chambers. She's the head of the transplant at Duke. She is the primary doctor who's telling us there's no COVID vaccine, no transplant. The second doctor is Dr. Chang, who is an infectious disease doctor at Duke. He's the one who told us, like you said, at first that there have been people who've had it without, that he couldn't mandate it, but he is supporting Dr. Chambers now.
So Dr. Chambers is unequivocally telling you this is non-negotiable. This is our policy. We will not show you our policy. And if your daughter isn't shot up with this heart attack injection, she's not getting a transplant.
Not at Duke. She said, you can go somewhere else, but we're not going to do it here.
Have you found a place that'll do it without this shot?
No, we're hoping that your being exposed with your show will help us to find a medical center or a doctor that's willing to do it.
And a donor.
Yeah. So you need a donor and you need the facility and the doctor that's willing to perform the procedure to save Yulia's life. A 14-year-old girl. An adopted daughter from Ukraine that's here in this country just wants to have access to a loving family and a Christian upbringing in the United States of America. Not in some corrupt country thousands of miles away where our State Department and the corrupt people in the deep state have launched a proxy war against Russia. Not there, but here. And she wants to live. And she's young and has her whole life ahead of her. So we're asking, is there a doctor out there? Is there a facility out there? Everybody that's viewing this program right now, please contact your medical center. Contact your facility on behalf of Yulia and this family. And please ask them, please. And then if reach out to us, stu@stupeters.com. I check all of my emails. Please let us know here at this program. This is what we are all about. This is what we do. We move the ball. We're a platform of action, and we look after each other to save lives. We can save Yulia's life. We have proven this in the past with our activism. We have saved people from COVID death camps. We have reunited children with their families after they've been abducted by the trafficking operation called CPS. We have saved this. This platform saves lives. We need to save Yulia's life. So you have a Give, Send, Go. What is the money that's donated going to help you to do? Because obviously insurance may be telling you that unless it's performed at Duke, that they're not going to cover it. Or does insurance not cover this procedure at all?
No. Luckily, my husband is a retired veteran. I'm a veteran as well, just not retired. So our TRICARE insurance should pay for it. However, we realize that we're going to probably have to go out of state to get this transplant for Yulia. And we have 10 other children. And so financially, it'll be strapping for us. If we could have help to get us to where we need to go to get Yulia her transplant, that's what the money's for. And whatever money we don't use, we will donate back to another family that's struggling the same way we are.
You have 10 other children?
Yes.
11 total, yes.
Wow. You guys are amazing people. I mean, honestly, you're raising 11 children in a Christian home with a solid upbringing, fighting for Yulia's life like this, not giving in to the edicts and the mandates of some tyrant at Duke called Dr. Chambers. And you're doing exactly what it is that parents worth their salt are supposed to do, which is fight to save and protect the lives of our children. I look up to you. I admire you so greatly. And thank you for coming here.
Just to add a little bit of history to her too. We are not her first adopted family. We did not adopt her from the Ukraine. She was adopted from the Ukraine when we adopted our oldest daughter from the Ukraine. And that family, it didn't work out. She was passed to another family and it didn't work out. And so we were given a 3-hour notice to pick her and her brother up from the airport and keep them for the weekend. We knew of her health issues when we picked them up. And we just knew that we couldn't see her go into the foster care system. And so we went immediately to Duke knowing she had this problem. And we were able to adopt them both within 90 days, which is a miracle in and of itself.
Yeah, God definitely had his hand in this.
You are not kidding when you say that, Lee. Absolutely. you guys were called. You answered the call. You've already saved her life once. This is absolutely ordained, this whole situation. And I believe that we are going to find a facility and a doctor that will do this and do the right thing by Yulia and by you and in front of God and everyone else. Chrissy and Lee, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Yeah, of course. I cannot imagine what those two are going through. Okay, Stu Cruz, so we are a platform of action. We have shown that we can weaponize this platform for good, and we're going to do it right now. So take this website down, Yulia Grace, Yulia Grace, Grace, yuliagrace.com. Chrissy and Lee are blogging over there every day so you can keep up with Yulia's story and the goings on and what's happening and the progress and all that. But here's most importantly, if you are a prospective or interested kidney donor to help to save Yulia's life, you can fill out the information there. Okay, yuliagrace.com. Also, if you're listening to this and you know of a doctor or know of a facility that would be willing to do this life-saving procedure without damning Yulia to death with this immune system destroying weapon of mass destruction, and Duke, by the way, knows this. Dr. Chambers knows this. She knows what's going on with these shots. Absolutely, 1,000%. If you know of a doctor or a medical facility that would be willing to do this, please reach out to us directly, stu@stupeters.com, or I'm sure there's contact information at yuliagrace.com. More of the Stu Peters Show in 60 seconds.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Thousands of people in the Stu Crew family have already responded to the warnings about the electronic banking system crash, checking accounts, savings accounts, retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs. Criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation. They've responded by calling GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. They've protected everything that they've worked hard to earn and even harder to save by getting physical gold and silver from GoldCo. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. When you call them, mention Stu Peters. You'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call GoldCo today. Don't be a victim. Call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD. Al Roker is a well-known TV personality, journalist, and weather presenter. You may have seen him as the weather anchor on NBC's Today Show. And even if you don't normally watch Today, which we'd be with you and we'd highly recommend against it, you may have seen him as the host of NBC's coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which he's hosted, every single year since 1995. But Al Roker was missing, strangely, from this year's Thanksgiving broadcast for the first time in 27 years. Why? Because he was recovering from a blood clot in his legs, which broke off and traveled up to his lungs. Roker left the hospital only to be hospitalized again last week with more blood clot-related issues. Now, close to 2 years ago, Roker got vaccinated live on the Today Show. He bragged that he was so excited to be vaccinated that he went to the website for a booking and was just spamming the refresh button. Oh, I can't wait. Where's my mouse? Oh. We think it's safe to assume that a person that excited about the vaccine made sure to get both shots and has kept up with all of their boosters as well. Maybe all of them. Turns out that didn't work, though. Roker still tested positive for COVID, whatever that means, earlier this year. And now his health is falling apart. Dr. Jane Ruby knows more about this, and she's here to tell us about it. Dr. Jane, so testing positive for COVID, all triple jab boosted up, and here he is with blood clots. Like, why are we to be surprised about any of this?
Well, you know, we're not, Stu, but I thought it might be a good thing for people to really see the exact timeline. You did a nice job of laying it out, but let me, I want to point out some things about that timeline. So he got his first Pfizer shot on in January of 2021, right? And he did it on the air. It was like a special thing. He was meeting with some doctor in New York City in a hospital. The doctor tells this crazy story that when the cart showed up on the floor, they all did a selfie with the boxes of these C-19 shots because they were so amazed and grateful that they were there. It's really sickening.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, did they thank Donald Trump for that as well? The greatest accomplishment of his administration ever? I hope they did.
I'll leave that to you.
Yeah, I hope they did.
So then he says with the doctor, I understand I have to have a second Pfizer shot in about 6 weeks. So we're assuming that he did go ahead and have that probably around March, April, 2021, right? And then things supposedly seem pretty quiet. Fast forward to, as you said, 2022, sometime in September, the exact date is not clear. He got his booster shot. Right? Couldn't leave well enough alone. They got to get their boosters. And by the end of September, he tested positive with the fake PCR, whatever, but he probably was symptomatic because now his immune system is really, really degraded down. And of course, as you said, he was rushed to the hospital. I believe that timeline was the first hospitalization was the very end of September. And then the day after he got home, which was just a few days ago, December 4th, he was rushed back. And the same problem. Stu, this is interesting. The timeline's interesting, and I wanted to point it out because when you think about the fact that he got his first in January of 2021, and then about 6 weeks later, got his second one, things were fairly quiet, unless there were symptoms that he's not publicized. But I'm assuming that things regarding his health and his comfort level were pretty unremarkable until he took that booster, right? So we've been ringing the bell and telling people, do not take the boosters. If you took one or two, you know, just don't take any more. And here's an example. And this guy pushed the injections. He actually helped the doctor answer his questions. He said, you know, come on, tell me it's safe and effective. And some people say that it might cause, you know, these heart problems, but pop that balloon for me, will you, doc? I mean, it was such a ridiculously staged thing. Now we have him back in the hospital. I believe he's still there, Stu. And I think this is going to get worse because if he's got peripheral blood clots that are consistently breaking up, and here's another issue that people need to take into consideration. Normally, standardized anticoagulation therapy works. Like, for example, when you're in the hospital and you actually have the clots in your lungs and your legs, you're usually given high doses of intravenous heparin, very powerful anticoagulant. And then you're kind of converted onto Coumadin, or otherwise the generic name is warfarin, which then you transition onto that so that you can go home on a pill. You're not going to go home on an IV medication. But Stu, what we're hearing is that these standardized treatments are not working. If they're working initially to sort of slow down the clots, they rev up immediately. Again, they're actually refractory, which means resistant to the traditional therapy. This is a great concern, very worrisome. I hope he makes it. I mean, nobody wants to see anybody die, but I got to tell you, it doesn't look good.
Yeah. I don't want to see him die either, and we'll be praying for Al Roker and his family. You know, it's my belief that he will die suddenly. And then what'll happen? What's going to happen then? I mean, how will the media react to this? How will they? This is obviously a discussion here. So now they're going to be, you know, the Daily Beast and the USA Today and the Rolling Stone and MedPage Today, whatever that is. they're all going to be like, you know, gearing up to make sure that they're able to talk about how Al Roker died after a really, really long battle with fill in the blank. Do you agree that that's what's going to be that happens?
Yeah, they're going to use the fake COVID diagnosis with the fake PCR in September.
A long battle with long COVID. He had a battle with long COVID, just couldn't shake it. That's it. That's what it is. Yes.
Not the booster.
The ones that the CDC tells you, which I'm going to talk about here in a few minutes. The CDC now tells you that the clots associated with getting COVID, whatever that is, are much, much worse than that of if you get vaccinated. But the CDC is now admitting the heart issues associated with getting these shots that they're pushing onto the entire population. And if you just know where to look, right out in the wide open, you can find that stuff. The propaganda is absolutely unbelievable. Al Roker finishing the questions or setting up the doctor on how to answer the questions. Big Bird, you know, the Elmo getting his shots. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? They have to see the people around them that are dying. Why are they doing it?
I don't know, Stu. We keep asking the question every single day. It's right in front of you all. And by the way, when you get blood clots during having the flu or COVID, that usually reacts very quickly to aspirin, Coumadin, heparin. It's the clots after these shots, Stu, that are they're different. They're blood clots. They're diagnosable on D-dimer, but they're still different. These blood clots are resistant to the anticoagulant therapy.
Intentionally, on purpose. Yep. This is the product that was ordered up by the people who want less people on the planet. The people who are the most heavily invested into this product ordered this up. We need something that's going to break down a person's immune system. We need something that's going to cause all kinds of different super cancers and blood clotting and short-term death combined with long-term death. We need something that's going to cause this antibody-dependent enhancement. We need something that's going to completely screw up the whole pregnancy process. We need something that's going to abort babies in the womb, give them heart attacks. We need something that's going to prevent women from getting pregnant. We need something that's going to sterilize men. And we need something that when they figure out what it is that's going on, it won't matter because even the vaccine resistant or hesitant can get it too, because we need you to make us something that's self-spreading and transmissible and sheds all over the place. We need something that we convince the public has to go into livestock so that those people who refuse to get it into their arm will just eat it. They'll eat it. And we need it all right now. And they got the product that they asked for.
And it is across so many, you just hit the nail on the head. It's across so many different illnesses that this is what keeps things foggy for the public. It's a heart attack over here. It's a miscarriage over there. It's somebody getting dizzy at work because they have blood clots in their brain, tiny clots. I mean, it's all over. So you can't pin it on one thing.
It's amazing. It's really, when you look at the internet, you go to the Google search results for like died suddenly, and you see along the top, the very top is all of the, the Satanist demonic liars that have all this stuff discrediting the documentary, which, by the way, was the most powerful COVID-19, you know, bioweapon injection documentary to date, covering any of this stuff. And that, you know, Stu Peters presents fake theory about depopulation and, this one person for these 2 seconds of that first trailer, he didn't die. He's fine. He didn't die. Negating the fact that the inflammation is causing these abortions to happen that are unwanted, these miscarriages, negating the fact that millions of people around the world are dying suddenly, dropping dead. Thousands of professional athletes at the peak of their physical condition. Young people were being gaslit that were supposed to accept the fact that myocarditis in young people is just normal. You look below all the hit pieces and you know what you see? So-and-so died suddenly. So-and-so dropped dead unexpectedly. So it's amazing to see. And people will literally go to the search results and they'll look at the top and they'll see these things that discredit this film. And then look down and see all these people dropping dead and dying suddenly and not know how to process that information. We have been so gaslit, so programmed, so brainwashed, and it's been effective with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how long the safe and effective narrative ran. I mean, it's disgusting. Dr. Jane, I got about a minute left here. I'll give you the final words.
I just want the public to understand, because we're getting a lot of questions at the Dr. Jane Ruby show, is, you know, and people are saying, are the flu shots safe? What do you think about childhood schedule? What about this shot? What about that shot? Stu, what I want to say in closing is, if you trust anything, especially in an injection, but anything coming from this pharmaceutical industry, whether it's been used by the DOD or some other, the cabal or whatever, you're nuts. You're nuts at this point.
I agree.
100%. Don't trust any of it.
Dr. Jane, thank you so much. And I agree 100%. Whether it is an injection or a pill, you know, a way to keep yourself from getting pregnant. Of course, everybody wants that. We got to reduce the family size. Keep in mind, this has never really just been all about money. This isn't about Pfizer making trillions of dollars or Moderna or Janssen or AstraZeneca or any of them. This isn't about Gilead and Remdesivir. This isn't about these people getting rich. This is about killing you. This is about preventing future reproduction. This is about destroying Christianity. This is about destroying God's creation. This is an evil, demonic, diabolical, cynical plot to depopulate the planet. And those people that are telling you that this is fringe conversation or conspiracy theory are the same people that were yelling about how I was a conspiracy theorist when Dr. Jane was here to break the Laquita Columna findings that graphene oxide was in these shots almost 2 years ago, which is now widely known as factual. This is not about money. This is not about fame. This is 100% about depopulation.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
This show has always 100% been about saving lives, about exposure, about truth, about accountability, uncensored, unafraid, and we've been unstoppable despite the efforts to try to silence us and suppress us and drown us out and eliminate us and get rid of us, even kill us. And we won't stop because we love you and we care about you and your family. And that's why, if you haven't noticed, on this program, we do business with Patriot-owned, small family-operated companies. No globalist conglomerates, no big pharma money, not one red cent. We made that promise from the beginning, and we will always stand true to that. We will fight this evil until we take our last breath. And that's why one of the sponsors that we're proud to have here is Magnesium Breakthrough. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency. Big Pharma doesn't want you to know how to deal with that because they love stress and anxiety. Why? Because there's a pill for that. Neurotoxins, antipsychotics, antidepressants, ADHD medication, injections, vaccines, shots, boosters. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Go there. The 7 most critical types of magnesium that combat stress and anxiety, prevent low mood, prevent sleepless nights, and prevent an early grave. Magnesium is critical to your body's overall functionality. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. earthechofoods.com right now. Go to earthechofoods.com. A great awakening is happening all across the planet. It's an awakening to the truth about the pandemic and the fake deadly vaccines that they forced onto the population in order to treat it. We're now close to 20 million views for Died Suddenly just based on what we can see. All kinds of places have bootlegged and re-uploaded this, risking social media platforms all over the place. So people who were tricked or browbeaten into getting the initial set of jabs are now ignoring commands to get infinite boosters for the rest of their lives. And of course, not everybody is really happy about that happening. There's been some criticism of Died Suddenly. Most, of course, is from the regime media and the medical establishment, and we aren't surprised by that. But some of the hate is coming from people who are supposedly critical of the vaccines and opposed to mandates. Yet when the biggest vax-critical film ever made comes out, they're suddenly deeply hostile to it. It's sort of like the professional anti-racism hustlers out there, people like Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or the army of full-time activists on campus. These race hustlers earn their living and derive whatever fame or public attention that they receive from leading a never-ending campaign against racism. So if racism disappeared, or if they admitted that it wasn't really a big part of American society, their entire reason to exist would disappear. So, of course, they're always on the hunt for racism, and they always find it. They believe every bogus hate crime or invent their own from scratch. They move the goalposts constantly so there's always something new to target. It's a similar situation for a lot of these supposedly anti-vaccine or anti-mandate figures. For some of them, it's actually good business if the mandates continue because they sell products that supposedly mitigate or reverse vaccine injuries. And to be clear, we're not saying everyone who sells those products is like this, just that there are some of them. Some of them might have darker motivations, too. We know from January 6th or the fake Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot and countless other stories that there are federal informants and operatives honeycombed throughout almost every conservative or dissident organization. There's some people who we openly know have ties directly to the CIA or other intelligence. It's not impossible that some supposed anti-vax voices actually have some kind of side goal of dividing the movement or discrediting it or simply creating mayhem within it. But in the end, they're all going to fail. They're going to fail because the truth is powerful and no amount of lies can suppress it. Dr. Joseph Lodapo, the Surgeon General of Florida, tweeted last Friday about a new study which looked at a group of 35 people who died suddenly within 20 days of a COVID shot and found that five of them had clear signs of myocarditis as a contributing factor to their deaths. Quote, "These deaths aren't captured by other studies because these patients never made it to the hospital. mRNA COVID-19 vaccines are far less safe than any vaccines widely used. When does sanity return to science? Why do scientists breathlessly defend this technology?" Unquote. The sad thing is there will be no magical movement when sanity magically comes back to medicine. Instead, we're clawing the world back to sanity one day at a time. It's been a hard fight, but we're going to win. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us to discuss Dr. Lodapo's tweets and the wider Great Awakening against COVID lies. Dr. Tenpenny, thank you so much for being here and for being what I would call an OG, a real, true patriot, a real dissident doctor, a real humanitarian that's been, from the beginning, raising the flags of caution against these heart attack shots.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Stu. And it just was a natural extension because I've been doing this for 22 years. You know, I started talking about problems associated with vaccines in September of 2000. And so they are all bioweapons. They are all nasty grams. They all have things in them. I've said forever that these vaccines are injecting foreign matter into our children. And somehow we have been deluded into believing that it does something good for their health. Well, it's the same thing that can be said about these COVID shots. We've been deluded. We've been feared. We've been scammed. We've been coerced. We've been strong-armed into believing that this is something that we must inject into our body. And we are now seeing that tsunami of deaths arriving that I've been talking about since the beginning of 21. We're now seeing it arrive. It's no longer coming. It's here.
Do you think that we're only at the tip of the iceberg here for the amount of death that we're going to see attributed to these shots, if we're being honest?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are at the very, very front end. I pictured in my mind, Stu, like if you were surfing out on the Big Island in Hawaii, those great big colossal 50-foot waves that come in, you know, I think it's in the wintertime when the surfers go out and surf those waves. I see this tsunami of death, like those big waves coming on shore right now for the surfers. It's only just begun and it's going to go on for years.
Do you think I'm wrong? I believe that the majority of the population still doesn't associate these deaths with these shots.
They can't. It causes so much cognitive dissonance to know that they volunteered. There was no such thing as a mandate. No such thing. You could always say no, but you volunteered eventually and you said, well, my husband made me do it, or my adult children made me do it, or my boss, or I had to keep my job, or I wanted to see my grandkids, or I was afraid I was going to get sick and die, and on and on and on. But at the end of the day, the people who got injected sat in the chair and rolled up their sleeves. And now that the truth is really coming out about all of the different death things that are happening, that it's very hard for people to get their head around the fact that they volunteered to allow this to happen to them. It's easier to live in denial and to refuse it and to say that it's just a bunch of conspiracy theories. You know, in your film, Steve Kirsch said that you can divide divide the deaths into two categories, acute and maybe long-term. Actually, there's four categories. The first is a sudden death, really sudden death that dies within, you know, the first 2 to 3 days after getting the shot. And then there is spike protein death what's happening to all the myocarditis and the cardiovascular, the neurological things with the spike proteins. And yes, they are there. And that is anywhere from 3 to 5 years. The autoimmune diseases that are going to happen from the antibodies to the spike proteins and to the other foreign matter, like the SM102, the polyethylene glycol, all the additional antibodies that are being made to the ingredients that we know about. And there's a whole bunch of things we don't even still know what's in them. That antibody response causing autoimmune disease, multi-organ system failure against your heart, your kidneys, your lungs, your liver is going to go on for decades. It'll be going on for 3 to 10 years. Some of the immunologists I spoke to early on said, that we are in big trouble. We are going to see the unbelievable uptick of autoimmune disease over the next 10 years, unlike anything we have ever seen before. So there's sudden death, there's spike protein death, there is autoimmune disease, and then there's the upticks in the cancers, the upticks in the infertility, the upticks in the early fetal demise, the third trimester children, babies, infants that are dying for. We don't know why the doctors are so perplexed that suddenly we're seeing all these infants dying in utero in the third trimester for no apparent reason, except, oh, by the way, their mom got one of the COVID shots while they were pregnant. So there are, and then there's the miscellaneous other types of deaths from the hydrogel, from the graphene oxide, from the other types of chemical reactions, and then add in some EMF frequencies. And we are going to just see people just continue to die suddenly, like you said in your film, and also long-term, slow, degrading deaths. Mm.
And nobody will ever be able to associate it to these things because you said it's impossible to do that. I needed to protect my loved ones. I needed to get the shot because I wanted to travel. My pastor told me to get this shot because it was the loving and Christ-like thing to do.
Yes, all of those things. And isn't that just interesting how that they set this whole thing up, Stu, so that people literally volunteered to do this? There wasn't a single person in America that we know of that was hogtied and thrown on the floor and put a gun to their head and jabbed a needle in their arm and said, we're going to either shoot you or shoot your kid or shoot your dog or somebody unless you get this needle. Nobody was strong-armed into getting it. It was all fear-based psychological warfare tactics that were happening. And so isn't it just interesting now that when we get around to where we can possibly sue the pharmaceutical industry, which they will keep the products in the EUA for as long as they can, because as long as it's an EUA, it's not FDA approved. They're under that protection of the EUA. Legally, you can't sue them. Let's just say for a minute that suddenly that went away and we could sue them. They would say, we didn't force anybody to take this product.
That's right.
Yeah. It wasn't us that did this. We just created a product and people just willingly took it.
What do you think is going to be the level of accountability that we see here? At some point, maybe it will not be the majority, Dr. Tenpenny. I think you probably are right about that. But there are millions and millions of people, particularly strong men, who have seen this happen to their family, who have seen this happen to children around them, that at some point are going to say, that's enough. Do you think that there will be enough of the population like that to be able to bring justice and accountability to those that perpetuated this crime of depopulation and genocide in today's times?
It may be vigilante justice. And that may be what it's going to come down to, sadly. And I'm not advocating for that. So anybody listening, don't take that out of context of what I just said.
Oh, they will. This will be headline USA Today. I can see it already. Rolling Stone. Dr. Shenpenny is Tenpenny is Sherry Tenpenny. She's calling for
violence. Vigilante.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But the idea is that how would we ever get justice in our court system? Even if we could sue them legally, how could we ever get justice in our bought off court system? You know, the area where I think that eventually I hope that this will happen is that I hope that there will be enough angry parents, spouses, neighbors, I mean, all kinds of people that will go after the doctors, that we will have an opportunity to file malpractice lawsuits against those physicians, because people didn't die from COVID. People died from malpractice. They didn't get the right drug at the right time, at the right dose, and that those loved ones died because of that.
Yeah.
And if we had a couple of very high level, very visible malpractice lawsuits, the doctors would be scampering for the woodwork. And that, to me, is the justice that I think we will get above and beyond anything we could have with the pharmaceutical industry.
I agree. I think you're 100% right. And you know what? You mentioned earlier that your boss couldn't make you get it. You know, the school, the university couldn't make you get it. Ultimately, it was you that sat down and rolled up your sleeve. You know, that might be true. But every single doctor who rolled up that sleeve and took that syringe loaded with this death serum and then pressed that needle through the skin of these unsuspecting victims of a psyop and propaganda, they knew. They knew that they weren't giving proper informed consent. They knew that there was something wrong. They knew that they were following the edicts of their AI-generated epic systems and giving people poisonous and toxic remdesivir. They knew that they were separating these people from their families when they were diagnosed with a 99.989% survival rate based on natural immunity. They knew that they were killing these people over and over again. They knew that the treatment was killing them, and they kept on doing it. And that's why nothing less than a second Nuremberg is what needs to happen here. For all of those people who perpetuated these crimes, they should be indicted and tried. And if found guilty, they should be fried. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu.
Of course. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has been out here for decades, like she just said, preaching against the use of these pharmaceuticals, preaching against the use of these toxic chemicals that are poisoning us and killing us. Giving kids ADHD, for example, or contributing to super cancers or Parkinson's, things like this. Well, now there's natural ways to treat this stuff. It's why everybody in the community is raving about the use of CBD, natural treatment from God's earth, hemp. The CBD company that I use is Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Go to Curable.com for the holidays. Get 20% off using promo code STU. Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Help to prevent this joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. Treat migraine headaches. Treat seasonal or food allergies. People with Parkinson's and people with kids that have ADHD are talking all over the internet, raving about CBD. Family-owned business. All the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. You know where it comes from. 20% off using promo code STU at Curable.com.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. HeavensHarvest.com.
You know, it really is amazing and actually completely disgusting what you can find, just a little bit of your own research combined with a tiny bit of critical thinking. The things that you can find right out in broad daylight, hiding in the wide open. The CDC is now openly admitting to the cardiac issues being caused by these heart attack shots that they're pushing onto the entire population. And don't take my word for it. Go to their website, print it out, read it for yourself, and then hand it to the people that you love the most. Quote, studies have found an increased risk for cardiac complications after SARS-CoV-2 infection, whatever that is, and mRNA COVID-19 vaccination. But few have compared these risks. According to the CDC, the heart damage of getting COVID is much worse than that from getting vaccinated. Excuse me. I'm old enough to remember just 18 months ago, you were the very same people denying any side effects of these shots. Fast forward 20 months post-vaccine rollout. Here we are, three times as many people killed in 20 months on the CDC's own vaccine adverse events reporting system database. Three times as many people from one shot in 20 months dead than every other previous vaccine combined. Young people and professional athletes dropping dead, dying suddenly. And remember this too, getting these shots doesn't even stop you from contracting this man-made, intentionally released, gain-of-function CIA weapon of mass destruction. So if the shots are damaging your heart, which they are, they're just setting you up for even more damage when whatever COVID is comes along. Plus, most people have only tested positive for COVID once or at most twice. Meanwhile, if you're a vaccine fanatic, you might very well be on your fifth or sixth shot. And these experts want you to keep getting more and more of them for the rest of your life. According to Dr. Peter McCullough, quote, every shot is accumulating in the body with no ability for the body to get rid of it. Stanford Graham is a health entrepreneur. His company produces Cardio Miracle. We've talked about this on the program before. It's a supplement of nitric oxide and vitamin D that he says can prevent or reverse damage to the heart or other parts of the body caused by both COVID and the vaccines. You can find Cardio Miracle by visiting highpowerheart.com. Again, that's highpowerheart.com. Stanford Graham joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Great to be with you, Sue. Thank you.
Of course.
Let's put a fine point on what Dr. McCullough just said.
Yeah.
He states that one of the questions he's asked most now regards shedding. What's the possibility of me, a pureblood, that intentionally avoided being injected with a bioweapon, now stands the risk of being virtually injected by a bioweapon because somebody I know or don't know was injected as a function of shedding? Remember, Stu, when they told us that being injected meant that the liquid in that vaccine, the liquid in that injection would stay in the place where we injected it?
False.
Remember that?
Yep. Lie.
Well, now we know. Actually, we knew 2 years ago. Dr. Peter Libby of the Harvard Medical School, who also happens to be the chair of cardiovascular medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital, stated in a publication in September of 2020 that COVID-19, whatever that is, quote, is in the end an endothelial dysfunction disease. Well, why is that relevant? Well, they told us the injection would stay in place where they shot it. The endothelial dysfunction disease that Dr. Libby identified, the endothelium, Stu, is our entire cardiovascular system. The endothelium is the internal lining of every single inch of our blood vessels. How can an injection stay in one place at the same time, yet infect, inflame, and damage our entire circulatory system? That's a question that needs to be answered.
Yeah, I agree. So Cardio Miracle is something that you say can help whether you've been injected or subjected and introduced to this shedding, which is not conspiracy theory. Pfizer tells us their vaccines shed. They tell us pregnant women shouldn't be around people who've been recently boosted. I personally, my personal own experience is that when I'm around people or masses of people, it's safe to assume that a lot of them are injected. And then I leave with this hangover type headache is the only way that I can describe it. Like I drank too much cheap boxed wine or something. And I've got this brain fog and all of this other stuff. Now, I will just say, full disclosure here, personal testimony, since I began taking Cardio Miracle, you told me, Dr. David Martin said, this will get rid of that. And guess what? It did. It also, by the way, gives me a whole lot of energy in the gym. So in lay terms, without getting into endothelials and all of this other scientific right. jargon, which I know that you're really good at, tell the viewers of this program how this stuff actually helps them to combat these symptoms.
Well, without getting too far into those weeds, nitric oxide, Stu, this is why I brought up the endothelium to begin with and what Dr. Libby said about it, that COVID-19 is an endothelial disease because those endothelial cells are built to produce a molecule called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide was proven in 1998 to maintain the health and flexibility of our cardiovascular system. That was a Nobel Prize award given to three scientists in 1998, over 20 years ago. So what do we know? We know that the bioweapon is designed pursuant to patent language. We know the bioweapon is designed to attack and damage the endothelium, the interior of our blood vasculature. We no longer have the ability to, well, we have to know that our cardiovascular system is under attack. So why is Cardio Miracle relevant to this? Because Cardio Miracle has been proven in peer-reviewed studies, most recently published in August of 2022, that when our endothelial cells produce nitric oxide induced for production by Cardio Miracle, that it heals our endothelium. Now, I use that term very guardedly because we can't say that anything, we're not making a structure function claim here, a health or cure claim here. What we know is that endothelial cells with the right fuel produce nitric oxide, and based on studies published in September of 2021, that endothelial cells that produce nitric oxide reverse, that's the language used from that study, reverse the damage caused by the spike proteins.
That's amazing. This is a published, peer-reviewed submission that says that this reversed the damage caused by the bioweapon injections. Again, not a claim of cure, but go do the research on your own. It's amazing what you can find right out in the wide open with a little bit of self-research and a little bit of your own critical thinking. It's right there in front of us. The CDC is admitting that these shots cause damage. And there is a peer-reviewed publication that shows, after research, that Cardio Miracle reverses the damage caused by the shots that the CDC admits they are creating and causing. Nitric oxide is something incredibly, once I started getting into it, and you and Dr. David Martin said, take this stuff, I started doing my own research on nitric oxide. It really is amazing. I've got about a minute left here. Final words.
What we know is that the spike proteins cause injury to our blood vasculature. They create microclots, that creates inflammation. The responsibility of the endothelial cells, Stu, is to prevent adhesion of blood clots. So we know the damage is happening there. The key is to take the fuel necessary for the endothelial cells to produce nitric oxide so that blood clots do not adhere to our blood vasculature.
Cardio Miracle, you can find it.
The science is there, like you say.
Yep.
Read it. Try it.
Try it. Exactly. I told you my own personal experience. That is a for real personal testimony from using this Cardio Miracle myself. And again, I work out in the gym, and I'm telling you, I take this stuff about a half hour before I work out. I definitely notice a huge difference in my endurance in the gym. And this stuff helps with the production of testosterone and all other kinds of things. If you do your research on this stuff, you'll see all of that. Stanford Graham, thank you so much. And as Stanford just said, these shots, these bioweapons were designed to do a certain thing. They were designed to attack your cardiovascular system. They were designed to turn your blood into your body's own weapon. As I talked about with Dr. Jane Ruby, these people ordered up something with a specific request for intended consequences that would be associated with an injection or a shedding transmission of these shots from uninjected people to injected people to uninjected people, put it in their food, mRNA in the cattle, in the pigs, in the chickens, kill all the animals that don't have it. These shots were designed to do exactly what it is that they are doing, and we have the answers to combat it. More of the Stu Peters Show in 30 seconds. Go nowhere. Nothing makes me feel better than getting personal messages and testimonials from you. Stu, This Newtopia stuff really works. I've never been more focused. I've never been more clear. I've never been more driven. I've never been more productive. I've never been more creative. Business owners, entrepreneurs, bosses, homeschooling moms, dads, I'm a better spouse. I'm a better coworker. I process information. I bust through distractions. Yeah, this stuff is awesome. Go try it yourself. These are custom made for you. Every single capsule, every single package that is sent out is custom made in the laboratory for you. You fill out the personal questionnaire at newtopia.com/stew. Go to newtopia.com/stew. Do the personal questionnaire about how you process information, how you deal with distractions, what you do for a living. All of these things. They put together this package for you. This focused savagery that I keep talking about is absolutely amazing. You got to try this stuff. I'm telling you. Newtopia.com/stew, newtopia.com/stew. Keep those testimonials coming in.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STEW for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Right out of time until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.